Here in the U.S., the stock market didn't react so favorably to Britain's historic vote. The Dow and S&P 500 both fell more than 3%. The Nasdaq closed down about 4%. NPR's Chris Arnold looks at what Brexit might mean for the American economy.
The short-term effects we can see already, the stock market reaction, a stronger dollar. But Harvard economist Ken Rogoff says...
The big question is what happens to the future of the world.
Oh, so it's not that big a question that you're asking. It's just what happens to the future of the world.
This is huge. It's hard to know because we've never seen it. You know, you don't want to be hyperbolic. But this is shocking.
Rogoff studies the global economy and financial crises, and he says that the UK and the entire European continent are crucial trading partners for the US. So damage across the Atlantic will be felt here, too. The question is, how much economic fallout will there be?
If this is the match that, you know, lights the fire in Europe, it's not going to be a pretty picture for the US. I mean, I don't think it's going to be the same as 2008. But it's certainly going to hurt our economy. It's not going to be good.
But Rogoff says he doesn't want to exaggerate the risk of that because we just don't know what's going to happen.
It could be the whole thing's really smooth. Europe just says, well, you know, here's the deal like Norway and Switzerland have. Sorry not to have you. Have a good life.
Norway and Switzerland are not in the EU, but they have close connections with the union. The big worry now is that this won't just be the UK and that other countries will want to follow suit, and that will cause more pain across Europe and therefore more pain here in the US. Megan Green is chief economist at John Hancock. She's over in the UK watching all this unfold.
If we end up having EU countries peel out of the EU more than just the UK, that's a real threat for the entire global economy, and we could see the US tipped into recession.
Still, at this point, Rogoff and Green both say that the odds seem good that the US will weather the storm with only a minor drag on the economy. Alan Blinder is a former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve. He says there are actually some benefits for the U.S. from the turmoil in Europe.
Investors are going to flee from the U.K. and probably from a number of other countries in the EU and look for safe havens.
Just one way that could help the U.S. is that as investors buy U.S. treasuries, that should have the effect of keeping interest rates low for all kinds of loans that millions of people here make payments on. For example, mortgages and car loans. And that could mean more money in those people's pockets.
My sort of mental image, let's put it that way, of interest rates in the United States 3 months, 6 months, 12 months from now have gone down. Lower interest rates.
Meanwhile, President Obama said today that economic and financial officials in the U.S., the U.K., and Europe will remain in close contact and focused on ensuring economic growth and stability. Chris Arnold, NPR News.